space. Good evening, Parsha Bechukosai. We conclude the Sefer Vayikra this week. I'd like to speak about a subject we once spoke about a few years ago. I think maybe the last time Bechukosai was set up in Bahar, which happens in the non-leap years, in leap years like this, non-leap years together. But I present in a slightly different way, or different Marmakomos. And that is the question of Sriya, of how satiated one has to be to require Birchas Hamazon, at least on a Daraisa level, and we'll see how that impacts certain practical questions.
It's a subject that never gets satiated.
Never yet, you never find it. There's always more. At least you're hungry for more. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Anyway, so the Torah says towards the beginning of the Sefer, the Vayikra Parakhov of Pasuk Hey, the first source, V'yisig lachem da'yish espotir, this is in the section about the brachas that will come upon the Bnei Yisrael should they observe the mitzvah of Torah b'chusar te'erechu. So it says, V'yisig lachem da'yish espotir uvatir yasig azor, that's describing different seasons, different harvesting seasons. There'll be so much to harvest by the time you're ready to plant, you'll still be harvesting. When you finish planting, you'll already be they're getting the next stage done and so on. Okay. Then it says, V'achaltem lachmechem losova, you will eat your bread and then be satisfied, if it's a satisfaction, the satiation, and you'll dwell securely in your land. So Rashi comments, the second source, the name of Chazal, what it means is you'll eat only a little bit, and the food will sort of, there'll be a bracha on the food in your stomach, in your system, that even a little bit will satiate. You won't need to eat so much, the food will be such tremendous quality, that only a little bit, sometimes a certain type of food, you're hungry an hour later, right? But this type of food, if you eat just a little bit, you'll be already completely hungry, right? And ochel kibbutz is bar mayo. That's the Rashi says. Later on in the Parsha,
that you really mutzita nitzutzot.
Okay, that's right. The ochel becomes good. Okay, for those who are Kabbalistically inclined. But anyway, that's the Rashi over here. Later on in the Sedra, the flip side, when the Torah goes to the tochacha, the bad things, the punishments that will be leveled upon the people who don't, in Mechusai Timosu, if you'll ignore or belittle or abuse my laws and so on. So there it says in Parakhov Pasuk Chavov, this is the third source, V'shiv lachem matei lechem, v'ofu esen noshim lachmechem b'sanu rechod, v'shiv lachem rishko, v'il shortage of food, v'achaltem v'lo sisbo. You'll eat and you won't be hungry. Rashi there comments, v'achaltem v'lo sisbo, zem me'era b'sochem ayam b'lechem. There the food won't satisfy you. You'll eat a lot, you'll have to keep eating and you'll never be full, you'll always be hungry. So the bracha is, you'll have a little bit of food, and from that little bit of food, you'll be satiated. That's the bracha, and the kola, if you don't, then you'll eat, and you'll never be satiated. So that's my starting point to discuss the issue of satiation and being full and satisfied when you eat, because we know the pasuk says, the famous pasuk in source 5, Dorim Parakhet, pasuk Gudim Parashat Ekev, that's the pasuk, Echalta v'savata v'rachta shon v'kechal arta chol v'shen asamot. There, that's the pasuk, which of course is the source for the mitzvah birchas hamazon, benching after eating bread. And that pasuk is telling us, "V'chalta v'savata v'rachta," eat and you're full. Then u'berachta. That's the one bracha that everybody agrees the mitzvah midaraisa. Usually we assume that brachas are the rabbanon. Brachas are mitzvah. Other brachas are the rabbanon. What's that? Oh, that's not talk. That's exactly the point. In principle, the bracha is a bracha that's deraisa. Some say birchas Torah is also deraisa. Rabban holds like that. Others disagree. But the birchas Hamazon, everybody agrees, is required deraisa. Okay, based on this pasuk, and we say that. We well know we say that pasuk in benching, right? Towards the end of the second bracha, we cite this pasuk in the benching itself. Good. So it says v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. So as David just said, so there's such a concept v'savata on a deraisa level. You have to eat k'day svir. You have to be satisfied. So what does that mean? So the Sefer Chinuch comments in mitzvah Tof Lamed, that's source number 6. Sefer Chinuch is mitzvah Birchas Hamazon, right there in Parsha Ekev. So it says, what's the mitzvah l'varcha? Hashem yisbarach achash yochol v'yuspa milachem. Oh, mishilas haminim. That's the machloz I'm going to go into now. Is the bracha achrona after other things besides bread, is that also part of the mitzvah? That deraisa too, we call ala micha, or ala gefen, or ala eitz. So those brachas also part of the deraisa. Well, what about burn nefasha? So that's a different machlok, chinchot it is, but not my topic for right now. Okay? And he says, lechem stam nikra pas, right? Lechem means bread. Also, michitos are made out of either wheat or barley, and the other three of the chameshes min yedagon are under the category of chitan, so fine. But look at the third line, that's the key for us. Vizos hasviya ein lo shir shav b'chol adam. the definition of Sriya is not a shear, a fixed shear, because it's different, it varies from person to person. Some people have a bigger appetite, some of them a small appetite. In fact, even the same person can be at different times. It was full from more or from less. Not everybody's the same, right? Let's say a lot of dinim that relate to achila, we have a shear. You have to eat a kezayis of matzah on Pesach, right? You have to eat a kezayis of bread and sukkah on the first night of sukkahs and so on. So many mitzvahs that relate to food have a specific shear. So the chinuch is telling us here, when it comes to this mitzvah, zos hasriya elo shear shav chol adam, I will call adam yodei asriya. So every person, it's subjective, every person knows when he's full. The adaru shear sriya tzadik hu ba'och lo sova nafsho, right? The tzadik, a pious person, can eat very little, and that's enough for him, and so on, right? Certain people are, mistopic for more, like they say, they're satisfied with a little. Anyway, so that is the comment of the Sefer HaChinuch. It's an important point. He refers at the end of the part that I print on the page here to a Gemara, thank you, Gemara, Brachas and Daf Chaf, which we'll see inside a little bit later, because he refers to the fact that the Gemara will say that even if he's less than that, you have to bench, but that's the Rabbanah, we'll talk about that later. Before I just go on the subject, let's clarify that we say you have to be satisfied, it doesn't mean you have to be so stuffed that the mamash, you can't move, stuffed to the gills, right? That doesn't mean that, sometimes the people go to a chasana and bar mitzvah and they have tons of food, you walk out, you can barely walk, right? So that doesn't mean if they're that far, I'm obligated to bench, they swear that I'm so stuffed. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that a person, like the Chinuch says, knows when he's satisfied. And indeed, I just printed a few Marmakomas where the Gemara and the Chazal caution a person overeating. Right? The Gemara says in Gittin,
Is it an enjoyable aspect as well of the food, or is it just the food?
Well, it's really just satiation. The person enjoys food, but the Chazal caution us from overindulging when it comes to food, overeating. As if a lot of people enjoy, huh? Yeah, so the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Ayin, I printed in source 7, Gittin Daf Ayin, where it says, Amalei Elio, Rab Nosson. So the Al-Navi said to Rab Nosson, you visit him in a dream or whatever, Echol Shlish, Ushtei Shlish, Vahanach Shlish. Okay, fill your stomach. One third food, one third drink, and one third leave empty. That's how Rashi explains there. Again, get my item and off. Source 8, Echol Shlish, Malei Me'achol Shlish. Only fill your stomach one third. I don't know. You have a dipstick. I don't know how you know it's exactly one third. But all right, fill your stomach a third, then drink a third. Hanach shlish mitnechareikam. Leave a third of your stomach, and it's good advice. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam has a lot of advice in Hilchos Deos how a person should live a healthy life. The Rambam, had a medical background, right? So whatever the medical knowledge was at that time. The Rambam tells us in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Deos, Halacha Bei, Source 9, Lo yochal odam ad shetismalei kreso. Don't eat till your stomach is so full. He's cautioning you for health reasons. You shouldn't eat. Ela yivchos kimo revia misyote. The Gemara said, she said, revia, so they talk about it there. But again, the Rambam is telling us, don't overeat. Later on in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tesvav, he writes, Vachila gasa leguf kol odam kimo sam hamoves. Overeating is like poison. Right, and who eka l'chol achaloyim? That's one of the main reasons people get sick. He says, okay, v'rov achaloyim shabodam ha'adam eino ela om mipnei ma'acholim roim. Because again, if you eat a lot of food, so every time you eat, you're increasing the odds of some of the food being no good. Especially in those days, when you didn't have refrigeration and storage and so on. Some people get added with rotten food or food that's spoiled a little bit and unhealthy and so on. He said many illnesses, he says, come from if eating bad food or even if food's good, but if you eat achila gasa so much, so I just printed that to let you know that the poskim tell us, the Mishabura quotes this concept as well from the Shalom in source 11. The Mishan, I enjoy food as much as the next guy, but the poskim tell us to be careful. The Mishabura in Simon Kuf Ayin or Chaim Simon Kuf Ayin, it's called Mem Hey. The Mishabura writes, as you see over there, he quotes the Yerav, and Shalom, he's looking at various good advice in general about how to eat, and be cheerful, and so on. They write the last line, the second last line, he writes, Gam herk b'shalom, lizoher miribu achila v'shtia. Don't eat too much. Okay, be careful about not having too much food. Eat enough to sustain your body, right? Mizuman lavaras hanefesh. You'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. It's really a spiritual thing, right? You know, you're able to daven properly, learn part of the Siddur Hashem properly. Well, that called Sudosa and Sudas Mitzvah. Then every Sud is a Sudas Mitzvah. I'm not saying it for seeing purposes, but you know, in 9 days or have meat. But every Sud is a Sudas Mitzvah because you're eating for the purpose. Okay, that ties into what you said before about the food itself. Okay. Anyway, that's just in general. But getting back to our topic. That's a tough one. That's a short shoes in the winter, but I'm not in the summer, right? So those are tough. But anyway, that's the Mishibur, the Rambam, and the Gemara. Fine. But getting back to our subject, so the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the list source on the first side, source 12, Gemara says, Rav Huna Acha Tlesa Rifti B'nei Tlosa Tlosa V'kavim V'lo Borech. Gemara tells a story that Rav Huna ate 13 Rifti, we'll have to see what Rifti exactly is, and some type of bread, crackers, okay, which each had three cobs of flour, whatever it is in it, you know, and he didn't say a bracha afterwards, didn't bench afterwards, didn't have a low bar, he didn't bench afterwards. Amar lo Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to him, Adei Kafna, you ate this, didn't you, did you not eat this food for hunger? Kafna's hunger, like in Halachma called Dichfin. Dichfin means who's hungry. Kafna is hunger. Right, he ate it for hunger. Ella, he holds, Kol Shacherim, Kovin, Olav, Suda, Tzorach, Lavar. Rav Nachman said, even though you may not have been full, but anything which the average person, a normal person, considers that a normal amount of food, Acherim, Kovin, Suda, that's Tzorach, Lavar. Now, the particular context of that Suga is not necessarily talking about our subject. Rashi has two definitions here. Look on the next page, verse 13. Rashi there, again, is in the Brachas, on Daf Mem Beis in the top Lamed Aleph. So Rashi there says, Elo Koma Elo Ravon Nechlu V'Achil Meruba Kazula and Teres Baruch. The issue there is what's called, we spoke about it once in the past, called Pasavah B'Kisnin. Pasavah B'Kisnin is not regular bread. It's bread that either has honey in it, or it's got like pizza perhaps, or other foods baked into it, or fruit like Hamantash. You know, they might be Hamotzi if you eat enough of it. So that's what the Gemara was talking about according to the first approach of Rashi. However, in the second line he says, no, Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, in the first line would have nothing to do with us, but Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, Tleis Arifti Pas Shalom, he had 13 pieces of bread, of regular bread. Velo Birech Achor Mishum Delo Sova, the reason he benched after, not because of Pas Abba B'Kisnim, that's Shaila. That's the first way Rashi was, which have nothing to do with our topic. But the Rabosov Shal Rashi, Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, says Rashi, saw him at a guy who ate a lot, but he personally wasn't full, okay? And Rashi rejects this, ain't nearly, because he should have had a bench, even if he had at least a Rabbanon, because he had a Kazai's, okay. But the Sharatzion comments in source 14, this is in the Sharatzion and Archimson Kuf Pei Dalad, Sharatzion Os Chafei, source number 14, he says, look at the, he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chor Masha Shon Adim, Hu Ish Rav Son. The Mechaber seems to hold that if you're Ish Rav Son, you have a big appetite. Some people have a big appetite. Not only or necessarily an issue of weight. Some people who are, I don't know, I wish I were one of them, some people who are thin, they eat a lot anyways. Okay, other people gain weight. It's a metabolism issue, at least to some extent. So, even Hu Ish Rav Son, if he's a hungry person with a big appetite, the Eino Soveya Kim Bachilim Ruba Ma'od, and he's just not full. That's the eats an awful lot. Eino mischayev kim lefisu yaso. You're not chayev unless, you know, he goes by him, the subject goes by him. However, it says the Sharatzion and the Mishmurim, a Rabosav Sharashi, but from that statement of the Rabosav Sharashi that we just saw, and the members went off in Brochus, mashma de tolu lefi anoshim acherim. It's mashma that it goes by what the average person, the normal person, it doesn't matter, you may have a huge appetite, you want to have triples and doubles or whatever. Okay, no, it goes by the average person. So we'll keep that point in mind, yeah. We'll get to that. That's a big show. We'll get to that.
Can the same act be have a chiyuv d'oraisa and a chiyuv d'rabbanan for it? Like if you totally satiated yourself and it's d'oraisa,
we'll see the difference. I think so.
It's almost like this parallels the Rambam's position on tefillah. The tefillah is only the eighth tzara. So
right, it's a subjective.
So it's a subjective. And Soveya is
also subjective.
It parallels the eighth tzara.
Interesting parallel. I didn't think of it. It's interesting that it's caused by each person. That's interesting. I have to see if there's what to develop. That's a very interesting point. The sugya that the Sefer HaChinuch referred to and others referred to is the sugya of Brachas Chafim Beis. Gemara Brachas Chafim Beis, source 15. Interesting Gemara. Gemara says, Amalei Ravina L'Rava. Gemara is talking there about Noshim Birchas Hamazon. Are women obligated to Raisa? The Raisa the Rabbanan. Everyone agrees women have to bench. That's for sure. The only question is the Raisa the Rabbanan. That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay, what?
Before
Yeah, okay, so that's a sugya, and I'm not interested so much in the maskona, because the Gemara leaves it, you're right, the Gemara leaves it by the lakshita. But what's the issue? The manaf giving us thing, well, who cares? Observing Jews, we keep them at the right order about it, so what do we care? You know, I mean, it's a funny question, but that's what the Gemara is. Why should we make a fuss whether women are obligated to the right darbona? Even if they're on our wives, our mothers, our sisters, whatever, our daughters are observant, they keep it in darbona. What's the issue? No, laf gemina is lafuke rab nide chavosim, can a motzi a man in benching. If the woman is obligated to be deraisa, so she can be motzi someone else. Her husband is also a deraisa. But a drabonan, haray she'en mechuy v'dover. She's not obligated. It's not on the same level as he. Mechol she'en mechuy v'dover, ain't a motzi sarab v'dech avosim. Someone's not mechuy v'dover, someone's not obligated, cannot be motzi someone who is obligated, right? We know that din from elsewhere. Let's say Kiddush. Kiddush, women are obligated to deraisa. So technically speaking, that's the open Gemara. Technically speaking, women can make Kiddush and be motzi her husband. Now, meaning is not to do that. Around here, most people don't do that, but strictly speaking, it would work. Other things not, right? That's other. So, Abdullah perhaps not. Abdullah, a woman may not be obligated. She couldn't say Abdullah for Motzi. Also, strictly speaking, she could say, because that's a Birchas HaNenin, so you can say for as long as she's eating also. She could say, yeah.
It's a special thing for our ravens.
That's a dogma. We're on that subject about the Kiddush. Anyway, but we're correct. I mean, you're right. That on that subject, Kiddush is the famous dogma of the women are not including our ravers based on our verse. Now everyone agrees to that. Okay, but anyway, but the Gemara is my. What's the story here? Toshma says the Gemara, Be'emes, Amru, Bein, Nebrach, Lava, Ved, Nebrach, Lava, Ish, Nebrachas, Lava. They quote a Brisa that said, in fact, the woman is Nebrachas, Lava, or can bench her husband, implying that she is Chayav, the Raisa. It's just not right. It's right. The husband's so ignorant he can't do it himself. You know, okay. But test. So this is a riot that it's the Raisa, because us the Raisa mapik the Raisa. And if Darbona, us the Rabbana mapik the Raisa, if the woman would be the Rabbana, how could she be mote to your husband? Say, what do you mean? That same Bryce you just quoted mentioned cotton on the Bar Mitzvah. Cotton Bar Chibahu? Is the cotton the Raisa? No. Elohach, my skin, what's the case here? Here's the relevant us. Kagon, Shaachal, Shiura, the Rabbana. The husband in this case only ate a shear which would obligate him to Rabbanon. So now they're talking the same level. The kid can say, because he's Rabbanon, the wife is only Rabbanon. And then the verse says no raya from that price. And maybe that price was talking about where the woman herself was only chayav, sorry, the man himself was only chayav Rabbanon. So that's why the woman could say it. But you can't prove from there that women are obligated to raya. So that's the more reject that raya. There, also Rabbanon. We look at Rashi for a second. In 16, we'll come back on Rashi in 16. Shiur Darbonon says Rashi could go on Kazayas to America based on Behuda. Dimido Raisa, and this is of course our topic, the Chalta Vesavata Rachta Chsir. Mido Raisa says the Chalta Vesavata Rachta. Abel Bashir Kihai, you just ate a Kazayas or a Kebeta. Machlok is a man in Huda, we'll see in a second. You just ate that much, then Lom Chayvon Darbonon. Then you'll have a Darbonon. The Hilchach, Osi Cotton Darbonon, Mapikoto. Therefore, the cotton is also Darbonon, can be Motzi in the Gadol. That's why. So, what do you see from here? There is a shear drabbanon of eating. We've been talking now, we said the chi of darais is the chalta v'savata, satiated, whatever that means. Let's say it goes by you. Not like the rabos of Arashi. It goes like by you. So I'm full. Yeah, what if I had a kibetza? What if I had a kazayas? Whoever we will follow in that machlokas. So there's a chi of drabbanon. That's the Gemara says. Os drabbanon, mal drabbanon. So the Maisa, the Gemara rejects that raya about women. And the Gemara never does answer the question. You know, but women are darais darbonon. So that's a machlok rishon. Again, not our topic now. Then Gemara goes on. A famous drasha. Dorit, go back to the Gemara 15. Brachas chofim beis. Dorit Rav Avira. Zimon l'mashmeid of Amami. Zimon l'mashmeid of Rasi. Whoever he said, he heard it from Amami. Rasi heard it from. Omer malach hasharis in that kadosh baruch. And I got a Gemara. The malach hasharis said there's lots of drashas on this. The malach hasharis came to kadosh baruch and said, you're not there. Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom, kosev b'sarascha. Ashal yisef panu leikach shochad. It says about a kadosh baruch who. You didn't accept, you don't accept, you don't show favoritism, you don't play favorites. Asher lo yis upon him. You don't show favorites. Lo yis upon him. But what I mean? Halo atanos upon him Yisrael, you show favoritism to the Jews. Dichsiv Yisrael says in Bichas Konim. Yisrael Hashem panam elecha. Hashem show favoritism to him. There it says lo yis upon him, and here we ask Yisrael Hashem panam, right? So, Omer lehem, HaKadosh Baruch answer, how can I not do it? What can I do? V'chi lo yis upon him Yisrael, shall I not show favoritism to the Jewish people? Shekasavti lehem b'torah v'chalt v'svat v'raftu v'smatkecha. I said, you're only obligated to bench when v'chalta the Savato Verachta, the Haim, the Dr. Galatzman, Kazayas Gabetz, they, way before they eat only a little bit, and they're already, God bless me, they're already bench. Okay, whatever. Well, we learned that Gemara has lots to say about it. But an interesting Gemara, right? That Kadosh Baruch Hu was so thrilled that I only obligate him to bless me after they're satisfied and satiated, completely satiated, but they bless me even if they only a kazayas a kabeza. Okay, but Rashi says,
it's much more. There is a mitzvah yubi. Bench when you are satiated, but there's a mitzvah kiyumit when you do it kevad and kebeta, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu endorsed it.
Right. So it sounds a little like a derisa.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. But Hamadaka Atzman, he approves what the Rabbanon did. It's a good hour. Because Baruch Hu agrees, and it's taken out of the Rabbanon, right? It's elevated. But okay. But Rashi says, look at Rashi, Ad Kazayas Ad Kebetza. What is it? Kazayas or Kebetza? So Rashi said, that's a machlokas tanoim. Ad Kazayas or Meir, Ad Kebetza, Behuda Tanla, come on. He quotes a Mishnah later. I printed in the next source, 17. That's a Mishnah, Baruchas, Mem, Heyam. The Gemara says, Mishnah says that at the beginning of Shosh Shachol says Ad Kama Mizamnim. How many people do you need? How much do you have to eat in order to participate in the Mizumin? Right, three people or whatever. Ad Kazayas, the Tanakama, that's what Meir says. Kazayas. Yehuda Omer Ad Kebetza. Now we think maybe that's only by a Mizumin, but Tosa says right away. It's actually, it doesn't say it right away. He says it a few pages later. Mem Pesam Beis, but on the side they say this really belongs in the Mishnah. Right, this Tosa should have been, the publisher should put it in the wrong place. Should have been on the Mishnah. Look at the source 18. Tosa and Baruchas Mem Pesam Alav Ad Kav Mizamin Hu Adin Birchas Hamazon Below Zimun. This same machlokas applies Stamazoid benching, not to Mizumin. Don't think this machlokas of Meir Yehuda is only a din in benching. It's a din in by Birchas Hamazon too. El Rabu Sashman Da Filo Al Kazayas Mizamnet, even if you think that Lily can participate in a Mizumin. But again, for our purposes, you see from Tosas that that's a machlokas regarding benching. So how much you have to eat in order to bench? According to a mayor of Kazayas, and of Kamehuda, a little of Kabetza, bigger than a double. Kabetza double Kazayas. Either way, it's still pretty, most people aren't satiated from that. Okay, under most ordinary circumstances, even a person with a dainty appetite is generally not satiated. A Kazayas, a little, nothing. Right? But most people aren't full from that. Sometimes that's all you have to eat. So you have to, you're running out of a meeting. Or something, grab a little bite of something, maybe half a sandwich or something like that. But that's the machlokas of Meir and Yehuda.
So the Gaon Mevilna was bleaching the cup.
Yeah.
Because the Gaon Mevilna says, what's the answer? The Malach HaShoed asked, how can you accept Shochar?
Right.
So what can I do? They give me Shochar.
Yeah.
What they do is
right.
So the Gaon can do also. Why does Kam Yisrael?
Right.
So the Gaon Mevilna says, what's buried here is, if someone has Mazon, Suda.
Yeah.
And he could have saturated himself with the Oraita.
Right.
And get, you know,
whatever style, right.
He looks for other people. He shares his Mazon. And he.
And he had a whole cheshbon, how much he shared.
He the cheshbon. So now he's giving up his own satiation.
Right. In order to get
over. He will not get to the Oraita obligation, but he will share it with others.
Right.
And now we have a Zimun.
Right.
So that is already a different level of judgment. It's not a shochat.
Right.
When Am Yisrael is joining together,
right,
and that Zibu,
right, that's a whole different
subject.
Right, the Gaon has to figure out how he figures out how he shares the
food. Yeah, that's mathematics.
Very interesting. Yeah. Okay, good. We'll take a look at that. Anyway, where does Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda get this from? He says a kazayis, he says kebetza. So the Gemara Brochas, Mem Tesam Beis, and source 20 says that's actually how they darshan the psukim. However, I'm sorry, verse 19. What does it say? Achav b'koy pligi. Rav Meir sava achalta zu achila v'savata zu shtir v'achila b'kazayis. Achila in general means kazayis. That's usual achila. Achos matzah, it's always a kazayis. It says achalta. Yehuda says, no, but here it says achalta v'savata. That implies more than a kazayis. What's more than a kazayis? The next year up, it's a kazayis. Fine. It's a machlokas in psukim. Now wait a minute, machlokas in psukim, that sounds like a deraisa. So Tosis tells us right away, that's in source 20, Brochas Mem Tesam Beis, do also Rav Meir, Omer Hari, Dahani Kroy Asmachta B'Alma. So they're arguing in the psukim with a kazayas, a kebetza, but says Tosis don't really mean that, because the Tosis says openly, Dibidaraisa Be'in and Sviya Gemura. Tosis reminds us, we said earlier in the Shia, right? Tosis reminds us on a deraisa, you need real Sviya. Right, so don't get misled, says Tosis, by this machlokas made in Yehuda, darshan in psukim, whether the after the kazayas of bread or kebetz of bread to bench, that's only the rabbanon. Aye, they quote psukim, that's just an asmachta. But says Tosis openly, the raisa bin in Tzvi Gemara, it refers back to Gemara Daf Chaf, which says that really it's only the raisa, but hey, the doctor gil atzman, right, the raviris drosha, the we geshochar, whatever, that's because they, the Jewish people, are kind enough to do that, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you don't really have to.
So the Rambam, yeah. What I understand is, did anybody discuss the issue of sphere? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not obligating Sva Yisrael to do something that they'd be over an Issa without knowing what their chiyuv is.
Yes, so before coming, the chinuch says the sri is al pif, every person knows his own situation.
I hear you, because it could be
you'll be over an Issa deraisa.
Well, fairly to fulfill the raisa, but okay.
You'd be over an Issa deraisa. Because you would eat, it's not because you would eat in the surveyor, and you'll say, you know what, today I'm not really surveyor.
Right,
is it really so subjective that if we have anything else that halakhically
it's hard to find something else halakhically like that. It's so subjective. I mean, you have a tefillah that's so
right.
Subjective. It's a good point.
But tefillah,
but there's still a minute, the structure.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over a carbon because you missed it.
I don't know. It remains interesting. I mean, in terms of halacha, the Rambam tells us. Let's see what the Rambam says in source 21. Rambam is the beginning of his brachas. Perakal halacha aleph. Mitzvah hasayim and atol levarach achar chilus mozon shemar v'chatu zodar zavachecha. And the Rambam tells us too, just like the Tosus on Mentes, ve'ein o chayv min atora elin kain saveya. Midorais, you're only chayv, you're full. Shemar v'chatu zodarachta. When we divay sofrim, achalafilu kizayis. He passes like a mayor. Divay sofrim. The rabbanon, even a kizayis, is enough to obligate you to bench on the rabbanon level. The rais is sriya.
It's
interesting because
you can find the opposite.
Yeah.
That there are people that will be even below.
Right, so that's when we spoke about this last time. That's what we spoke about a few years ago. We spoke about what if you have a guy, and we may allude to it at the end also. What if you have a person not too many men. There's some women where they eat next to nothing and they're full. What if a guy eats less than a kizayis and he's taka full? That's the tshuva I think we have.
It's an illness, right?
So it's I think at the time he mentions the tshuva and the kasab sofer about that I forgot others talk about the Chassamson, both the Chassamson and the Chassamson and the Bekir Eger, but that's what we spoke about the other time. So it's a good point. I may have time to mention something about that, but we'll approach it the other way.
So
the other way around.
You'll be Chayiv with the
Rais
and
Pat
Rabbanah.
It's a funny case. Yeah. That's what we spoke about. The Chassam Sofer is what I remember. I think both the Chassam Sofer and the Chassam Sofer have chosen about it. And I think we spoke, that's what we spoke about a few years ago, that angle of this Machlokas. Yes. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Meir, is the Savata says drinking like a boring fashion to save the wrestle?
Well, according to Meir, he's saying the Savata is part of the requirement to bench. In other words, you don't have to bench your rice unless you drink. I said drinking is a requirement. You have to take a drink something.
Okay.
You know, in order to even just have bread, and we don't paskin like that. But since you brought it up, we do paskin lechatchila. If we don't accept the mayor's position on that if you have to have a drink in order also know to bench the rice, that's what he says. We do accept his position. I think the Mishabura says lechatchila there are a group of people trying to decide who should lead the mezumin, and of the three of us, two of us only ate and didn't drink, and one of the other guys ate and drank. In that sense, we do accept the mayor. We suggest he should lead the benching. To that extent, we do accept that shita.
Back to the woman's role.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Right. Yeah.
Just quickly on a side note. I mean, if they're mechoyev and so on, and if they're surveyor, why can't they join in as women? Is that a whole?
Yes, it's a whole different issue. Really, we assume that women don't join together with men. The women can make their own as women. Women can make their own as women. There's really no. They said if someone's almond used to tell women to take them, just make their own. No reason not to. Around here, it's not done too often, but. And then there's a different issue of women and men together. That tzirub is not allowed, huh? It's tzirub. The other reasons, right? That's like what I said, and so on and so forth. But
the problem is hard when you have three women and one man.
Yes,
and if you would not be there, there would have been a zimun.
Right. So
should you walk out?
No, but I thought you don't have to. I thought you could bench. I think you could let them in. Anyway, another shiur. Anyway, the Rambam later in Perek Hay of Hilchos, I want to show you, even though the Tosis said it, the Rambam said it, and they all said, we paskin v'chalta v'savata, midorais, you have to be full, midorabonon kizayis. Yeah, that's what we paskin. I say we, though, not everybody agrees to that. Again, that's the simple mashmos of that Gemara in Brachos Chafim Beis, which says that if not for the when we said the woman, you can't bring a riot because maybe the case or the cotton can be mostly the father, because if the father only ate a shiur d'rabbanan, the Gemara openly speaks about shiur d'rabbanan. So the simple reading of that Gemara in Brachos indicates clearly that what we've been saying, that the rice you need kadesh sviya for satiation ramish, and the rabbanan is a shiur d'rabbanan, not flesh. That's either kazayis or
kibetza. There's really no other way to read that Gemara in Brachas, right? The Gemara is distinguishing between the chiyuv derais and the chiyuv derabanan. However, so the Rambam holds like that. The Rambam in Parak Hay of Hilchos Brachas, verse 21, says, he's talking about mezuzah. In the middle, he's talking about two people ate together and so on. You know, you can be motzi someone that's no mezuzah, two people, but one person can be motzi the other. He says it out loud via Shomer Kona, right? Answer Amen, like we do by Chazor HaShat, or by Kiddush, or anything. You can answer, you don't need a mezuzah for that, for like the Kiddush. But then he says, Ubein Mevorach Lovis, and a son can be motzi the father. However, we'll skip the rug for a second, I'll come back to it, but the end of the source, in the next page, Halacha Tazayin, the Rambam qualifies this. Again, this is Perek Hey of Hilchos Brachos. That was Halacha Tazayin. He said a kid can be motzi, a minor under Bar Mitzvah, can be motzi the father. But says the Rambam Halacha Tazayin, Vamed Var Mamurim, Shiyatu Dechavosim Bizman Sha'achlo, when do I say that a kid, a minor, can be motzi the father? That's only if the father ate and he wasn't full. So shehein chayim ledivarach v'divesof. Then the obligation on the drabbanon. Then someone else can the drabbanon can do it. Avolim achol v'saveya shu chayim v'saveya shu atara. But if the father ate and he's full and is obligated to atara, then bein isha bein katan ever ain't motzi no so. Then they can't be motzi. That's the Rambam qualified. That's exactly in consonance what we've been saying. Now look back at the Ravid. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, etc. The Rambam says, the Ravid rather is kosher. The Ravid ain't adorm ketikim ain't maskim halacha. It's not correct. The Kaimalon, look at this. Achilas kezayas kebeitza d'oraisa. Says the Ravid, the last line in page 22. Achila kezayas kebeitza d'oraisa. Not chidei sviya. Sharei motzian achayim shach chidei son. Because you see, they can be motzi other people. The Gemara in Brachas Tachav would talk about shiur drabbanan. Says the Ravid, lo nemru drom halolo elo l'rav avira the amr kizayi dogan medikduk shedikta yisrael al atzma. That's his shita. That's Rav Avira who has this whole drosha with the malachim complaining about kodesh. He held that it's the raisa. Kadesia and Rabbanon is Kazayis. And that's how he learned up the Sugya. But that doesn't mean everybody agrees that they're right. That's not the Halacha. The Halacha is Midarais. You don't need Sviya. Like the implication, not like Tosas said. The Gemara meant Tess. The Gemara says, you know, the Rebutin and the Mayor, Darshan Psukim. So Tosas, it's only not Smachta. The Rabbi says, nothing doing. Who says it's only not Smachta? That's how they learn the Pasuk. It's not a Smachta. That's the Din. It's a Din Darais. It's either Kazayis or Kibetza. Right? Tosas wangled out by saying that's only asmachta, but the Ravid seems to say no. That Gemara is literal. That Gemara is a brave remainder of who are going to the Raisa level. The Gemara in Brachas Tavchav with the woman saying only a Darbana. Yeah, that's Aliba de Rav Avira. That's only. Okay, that's only Rav Avira, right? Rav Avira holds this whole drasha with the Malachim, so he holds the Darbanan. It's only Darbanan, Kazayis, and Kibetz, and that's how he learns of. But there's a Braisa. The Brisa said the father, the son can be Mubarak for the father. So how can the Brisa say that? As you're saying, that's only Rav Aviru says that if they're all both on a Drabbanan. So how do you explain? What do you mean, cotton? So he derived it or alludes to Yerushalmi, which I printed here on 23. Yerushalmi and Brachas, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Yerushalmi learns that whole sugya differently. It's Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. It's page Chof Hayim and Beis in the Vilna edition. It's Tani, the same Gemara, right, same Baisa, Aval Amru Ishan Rechlebaila, Vevin Rechlebaila, Cotton La'avid. So how could it be? What do you mean a cotton for his father? Lo Kain Amar Bacha, Shem Yosef in the Roy, Kosham of Cotton, Kabila Chamcho. What do you mean a kid's not Chai, he's only Chinach? How could a kid's Chai, not Chinach, right? So how could a father, a kid say a Brichon of the father? So Tipote, you can answer, Be'onach ran Amen. Right? No. And some knock out the word Amen. That's why I printed the same Moshe, Lo Kain. It says, Lo Gar, you look at the third to last line, it's the third line, Lo Gar Sina Amen, not Onach and Amen. What does that Gemara mean, according to he learns it? Well, if a cotton can do it for the father? No, the cotton says, Baruch, and the father says, Baruch. He's like a Makri. You know, that's what it means. The father is benching. What is talking about cotton, Mivarach, love? He can prompt him. Right? The kid is in the yeshiva, the father is about tshuva, whatever. The kid knows how to read it. So he's reading Baruch. So repeat it after me. Baruch, Baruch, Atah, Atah. That's when it works. So some say, yeah, I mean, not I mean. What's the
kid? That Obama has in front of him that he reads.
Teleprompter, right. So the kid is a teleprompter. Right? That's what that Gemara means. So the Ravid says, based on that Yerushalmi, there's no Raya. That's only Rav Avira learns that way. And the truth of the matter is, that's a simple reading of a famous Gemara in Source 25, a famous Gemara in brachas on daf mem ches on aleph. The Gemara talks there about Yanai Malka. Yanai Malka, Alexander Yanai, was one of the kings from the base Chashmonai, a descendant of Chashmonai, and we know were great heroes. Hanukkah, right? The Ramban calls him Chaside Elyon. Ramban and Vayichichon Chaside Elyon, great pious people. But unfortunately, subsequent generations were very far from Chassidei Elyon, terrible people, including Yanai, who was several generations later, after Hanukkah, who massacred many people, even in the Beis Hamikdash, he slaughtered people, including many of the great Rabbanim of that time. So Yanai Malko, so Yanai the king and his wife, the queen, whose name was Shlom Tzion Hamalka, Shlomis Alexander. There's a street in Yerushalayim, Rehov Shlom Tzion Hamalka, and near the central post office there, and Rehov Yafo breaks off, so near the old city, so it's Rehov Shlom Tzion Hamalka, that's her. Shlomis Alexander was her name, and they called her Shlom Tzion Hamalka. So
Yanai,
huh? Yanai right off there also. He got a smaller street, I think. So she was a pious person. And so they once had a meal or something like that. The Kriche riffed about it. Only the Kotel of the Rabbanon, since he had wiped out all the Rabbanon,
and he got a street named it.
Right. So Lo Havale Inish Levrugelu. There was no one who had to lead the benching. It was a strange combination. It was a from guy. It said he murdered people. You know, but he wanted a bench with him. There was nobody who knew how to do it. He killed all the knowledgeable Jews off. So the Gemara goes on to say, I'll say it, I'll tell you. Read inside, we'll skip a few lines. I'll say this part. So he said to his wife, is anyone around here who knows how to lead the benching? So her brother, Shonzama's brother, was named Reb Shimon Ben Shetach. We know from Pekel. Shimon Ben Shetach. So when he was slaughtering all the rabbis, she managed to save her brother. She hid him someplace and saw him. She got her brother out of trouble. Okay, so that's another problem. Not now. But so Shimon Shetach was saved. So she said, if I produce a rabbi, he'll lead the bench. You promise not to kill him? You know, so he made a deal, whatever. So they brought out Shimon Shetach out of hiding, and he leads the bench. And he's a tough guy, Shimon Shetach, right? And he told them off a little bit. Anyway, so he says, look at the fourth line. I'll look in time, in the 25. Again, it's Brochus Memchess Meralah. So they bought him a cup of wine. Okay, we got a bench. Rabbi, here, lead the bench. And pour him a cup of wine. So Amar, hey, Chavrich, what am I supposed to say? Baruch Shachal Yanai V'chaver Mishalom? Usually when we bench, we say Baruch Shachal Mishalom. Right, we all ate. So he was hinting, I didn't get any food here. That's what am I supposed to say? Baruch Shachal Yanai Mishalom? Right, I mean, that was his hint. Not so gentle hint that I can't bench, I need anything. So what he did was, he drank that cup of wine. That came his suda, and then he brought another cup of wine and he led the bench. And the Gemara says that that's not la halacha, that's not accepted. And the Gemara, just to use the wine as a suda, that works, maybe works with Kiddush Mukum suda, some people rely on that, but another problem. But he says, Hacham Rabchia, this is a key point for us, the last line of 25. Hacham Rabchia, by Abba Mariochanam, La'olam Eino Motzias Haravi de Chavosan, Ad Sheyochal Kazayas Dogon. The Gemara there, Brachos Memchet on Allah says, you can't be motzi anybody else unless you eat how much? A kezias. That's like the Ravid. A kezias is enough. He was being motzi other people. So he did it with the wine. But the Gemara says, Legamehu Davi. That's what I actually explained. That he did on his own. That was. But Lemaisa, now this causes a whole hullabaloo. What do you mean? So the other Rishonim, the Ravid just said it, Pashat, but the other Rishonim are bothered by this. What do you mean, a kezias? I thought you said you had to have a full satiation to be motzi other people. Because I is only Rabbanon. So Rashi's bothered by this, okay? And Rashi brings up the Gemara, to steer it to the Gemara, Brachas Abchof, that says that's only Rabbanon. So Rashi says, well, in the second line of 26, Adshayoch, because I is Dogon, skip the words, Rashi says, Kevon, the Mechai, the Rabbanon, Mechuyav, the Dover, Krinan, Bey, Umotzi, Abdi, the Chavasam. That's a loaded thing. He says, you're considered Mechuyav, the Dover, even if you only a Chayav, the Rabbanon. So Rashi sticks to his guns and says, no, because I is only Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon is enough to qualify you as Mechuyav B'Davar insofar as being able to motzi other people. That's a Chiddush. Okay? But that's what Rashi says. That's a problem. So that Gemara Bracha says that a cotton could only be motzi the father if he was on the same level Darbanan. So that's because cotton is different. He says, because cotton is not really chayav at all. Cotton's a different story. Cotton's chayav. What do you mean cotton's chayav drabanan? Cotton's not really chayav drabanan at all. Cotton, the father is the parent, the chayav to educate him. That's what he says, right? Afilu drabanan lo mechayav. Cotton not chayav drabanan. The alei davua who drabanan chanuche. The father says that the cotton's different. But Rashi quotes the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, who says The hard pasuk, the Balak Zos pasuk, Dafka the Achlo Inu Kizayas Kabeit the Kabbalah say. He says he's even tougher. He says no. What we said all along is right. I, the Gemara says you can be motzi someone else if you only ate a kezias. Says the Bahag, yeah. If they all say it only kezias, right? But otherwise not. Rashi doesn't like it because he said it's a little hard to imagine the case of Yana Amelch, the king, that all they had was a kezias. It was probably a whole banquet, right? But that's the Bahag. And the Tosas, a long Tosas goes over on the base. I don't read all inside that it says in part. The Tosas again, brachas memchazal ad shiuch kezias dogam. Same problem. Tosas is bothered by the same thing. Says Mash. We'll just read a few lines here. Mash. The simple reading of the Gemara is that somebody who ate only kazais can be motzi even someone who ate to satiation. The tamer, the hari kazais and chalam of dabanan, but I thought that's only dabanan. Hechaz dabanan poter daraisa, and he quotes that Gemara in Daf Kaf and so on and Brocha that we said. So he quotes Rashi explanation. He doesn't like Rashi explanation so much. He quotes the Bahag. You know, says he can motzi other people. He doesn't like the Bahags either. The Lowy says not right, and so on. So he also mentioned a little different than Rashi, and the subtleties are not fast enough. He says, well, the cotton's not really Bachiyah at all. Fine. The Kesef Mishnah is a long Kesef Mishnah. I printed it. It's very unusually long Kesef Mishnah. I didn't even print the whole thing. The Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam, and Rambam and Ravid, and Parakei of Hilchos Brachos of Halacha Pesvah, right? He first explains the sheet of the Ravid. He says the Ravid Svara is, let's read a few words at the beginning. Tamo, Shehuzal, that's the Ravid, Sober, Delo, Kaimel, and Kayu, Kimta, the Misha Meso. He says, we don't pass like them on Brachos. That's the Ravid sheet, right? And he says, you know, based on the Gemara and Brachos, it's Kazaizen, and the Kesef Mishnah explains the whole thing, but he goes on and says that the Rambam holds differently. If you look on the next page, five lines down in the middle of the line, the Das Rabbeinu, the Kaimon Kukim to the Perak Misha Meso, the Rambam Paskins, we do hold like that Gemara in Brachas. And it's the Raisa is, you have to have satiation, not a Kezias, right? And then he quotes a whole discussion of Chuvas HaRambam. He quotes the Chuvas HaRambam to the Chachmei Lunil, right? And again, I'm not going to read this whole Kesef Mishnah there, but it comes out to be this. Comes out to be this machlokas. It's not just the machlokas derived in the Rambam. Okay, others say it as well. The Chiddush Rashbo, we skipped to 29. Okay, we skipped to 29. The Rashbo on that daf in Brachos Chopmad Beis, he says, Old Kosov Ravzal, that's I think a reference to the Ravid, I'm not positive, says, Aleka Shuda Abona Philip Kazayas Doraisa. The Ravid holds, or others hold, no, even a Kazayas Doraisa, and at the end of Ashborah, it's near in Dvarav. I think he's right. So it's not so Pashup like that. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, they bring everything together and move to the last step. Arachayim Siman Kuf Pei Dalet Sivav says the Mechaber Shir Achila Levarach Alea Birchas Hamazon Bik Kazayas. The shear is kezias. It doesn't say darabana deraisa. So immediately the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkotin Chof Beis, okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu b'darabana. Yeah, that's darabana. Mishnah Berurah says, like we've been saying, like, the Rambam, and the Chinuch, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu darabana. Ava midoraisa, eno chayav levarach b'chaz amazon, ki im kesha'ochal dafka shear sviya. Mishnah Berurah sticks to our position that we've been advocating, right? Advocating, we've been presenting, right? That the darabana and that, and chayav midarabana, the daraisa in itid kadesiyah, and in the bir halacha there in the kuf pei dalad dira from the kadesiyah, that printed in source 32, he quotes. This isn't just the shorah. This is he lines up the rishonim. You know, he says lines like the mishnah sometimes does. Like he lines up who's who. He says it's the magen avram, and he says we'll see the shulchan aruch himself seems to say that in other places. The chayin das the bahag that we call rashi and the tam and the sefer yireim and the balatosis and this one the rambam the smag the rush balamor. Okay, he lines everybody up, but he does acknowledge in the brackets, he says, not everybody agrees, right? He quotes a number that disagree, and they hold that, Kazayas is enough. He acknowledges that it's a machlokas, okay. But Lamaisi says the Shulchan Aruch is clear the way we've been saying. Sviya Daraisa, Kazayas Drabonim. Where do you see that? Because, for example, in source 33, Shulchan Aruch says, in Kuf Peivav, Siv Beiz, Orachan, Kotan Chaim Drabonim, Kedachancho. Tahid, the Ben, Levarach, Love, if that which is child can do for a father, doesn't say like the Yerushalmi's back and forth, the teleprompter. No. Kishalo, Ochalav, Kadesiyah, Shenu, Chayv, Ala, Dabana. Here the Mechaber says openly, if he didn't eat a Kadesiyah, the Chayv, Ala, Dabana. Can't read the Chayv, Ala, Dabana.
That goes back to our problem of when you say it that way, and that it's not like the teleprompter, it sounds more like he's, that the ben is has the chiyuv.
Right. Okay. So that's a further machlokas. You're right. That's a big machlokas. You're right. Okay. Elsewhere in the Shulchan Aruch as well, Kuf Tzadi Zayin. So Kuf Tzadi Zayin or Chaim Steve Dalin also talks about that with the Kazayas and the Ramah and the Chaim Aruch Doraisa. I'm sorry. Before that. Mitzvah shiroch also shiroch k'day sviya v'yotzei zachem. Einam kum mishoch k'zayis yochos ha'afos some shiroch k'day sviya. He says b'diavad someone who ate only k'zayis can motzi others as well, but that's only b'diavad. And he says l'chatchila to be the other way. Fine. The shulchan and finally the shulchan says in some kuf pei dalit siv dalit. What's a classic difference between the Daraisa and the Rabbanan? Sofek, right? Sofek the Daraisa and the Chumar, Sofek the Rabbanan and the Kula. So that's the Mechaber writes in Kuf Pei Dalat Yiv Dalat. Ocha, v'eni yodei in Berech Pesach Mazim Lav, Tzorach Lavach Mesofek V'nei Shehim in HaTorah. Daraisa. And the Mishabur immediately says in Tukhan Tezov, yeah, Dafke Kishasova. If you ate Kaziya. The Elosava Larova post in the Durban, that's what he says in the role. But now we finish up with a question you asked before, and an interesting question. Kedei Sviya. Let's assume now that's what the Mishabur says, and it's a Pasha Shulchan Aruch, not like the Ravid and and then the Mishabur and the Bir Halacha lined up, that's the role of the Rishonim. So Kedei Sviya from what? From the bread? What about if I had just a tiny bit of bread? I made Hamotzi on a piece of bread, a smorgasbord. Right? We come, so they have these little, Now they're little bread nuggets, right? You wash and you pop a nugget this big, and then you have four pieces of stuffed cabbage and a plate of Hawaiian chicken and sweetbreads and meatballs and pasta and chopped liver and everything else that you eat at this, right? which chasen you go, right? Eat all this delicious food, so afterwards you're pretty full. Right? And I never can eat the dinner because we're full from the shore, right? So that's what's going on. It's not a condition, you have to stay there, you can't eat so much. It's better for the diet. But anyway, but you eat all this stuff. How much bread? I had a tiny piece of bread. I had all this other food. That's an interesting question. Is that not Kadesh Sviya? But it wasn't from the past. So the Baal HaMor writes in source 37. The Baal HaMor writes in Brochus Chav Tesman Alf on the page of the Rif. Dimas Omar of Papa. He writes V'chol Ma Sheba B'toch HaSeuda Hu Michlal HaSviya. The Baal HaMor, anything which is part of the meal, that's considered part of the satiation. It doesn't matter, you have that's the implication. It doesn't make that's the chavos of atum erachta.
So is the okay? Baal HaMor using the principle of ma beshur, lo seshur? For example, like when you cook on Yom Tov, and you can then add on, and it becomes an extension of that feed. So
that's
poteach the chiyuv, and everything that piggybacks on that little piece of bread. And
yeah, I guess that's what it is. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Is that the concept?
Yeah. But as long as it's part of the meal. But he said, "Avodrama b'mal achar suda." But things were not. Let's say it was like the dessert. It was stuff that really wasn't part of the suda. It was part of the dessert. Like there was a break, and then you don't eat anything again until they serve the ices at the end. By Simchas Chasmakal, they put out the ices.
Then
you ate the ices at the end. That would not be part of the suda because that's not part of the meal. That's what he says. And he says, but he does acknowledge Yesh Perushim Rabos, the Soros Rabos Bishmozos. A lot of people told us about this, but Amash Nili Kasavti. I saw in the Tumas Halachas Kanos.
I think that the practice is. Many people will say for the dessert another bracha lishona, but even including the karamazon.
Oh, so that may relate to that issue. That's what the poskim told me. The tshuvas, the halachos ketanos, which I printed here, tshuvas chelik beis and reish chav zayin kiikel sapuke. He can be mesupik. He ochal kezayis dogon v'sova mishar macholim imechay ben atorah. I'm not sure. You mechay ben daraisa. If I ate, I ate only a kezayis of bread, and I'm full from the other foods, okay, and he says, well, exactly why. The kavan, the pas poter komidi, the mezon, look, the broch of hamotzi, you make hamotzi before, and also make a separate broch on the sweetbreads and stuff, cabbage and the meatballs and everything else, right, because we're all included on the motzi. So he says, memela, if the broch of rishon, hamotzi counts for all these other foods, shakol bod bisrilo, everything comes, in a certain sense, to accompany the bread. So, and therefore, he says, if you're full from the other things, it's derisive. That's the halakha. So, too, that issue. Okay?
That seems obvious.
Yes.
Whether, even if you ate McDonald's.
Right, right. The dessert. Again, the stechemet is not on the page. Stechemet asifas dinim. Mareches brochas. What is it here? It's Simon Dalad. Oh, it's Yud Dalad. He discusses. Not so clear. He says. He says, sort of in the middle, and that's why. Because what I want to get to is, we said, and this move to that end. Not actually the. We said that we paskin not like the Ravid, right? In other words, we say Kadesi is the Raisa, Kazayas is only the Rabbanon. Does Kazayas play any role? So the Stechemet already alludes what Kazayas may, or Kadesa, depending on who you paskin like an Amachol, because may still play a role. He says like this, Mikol Mokhon Nilo said that the Nidon said, Shaboro lo Shachol Kabetsa Mipas, Vesoba al Yedei Sharmachal and Shachol Yesh Revarech, at Li al Koponim Misafik. He said, let's say a guy ate a Kazayas or a Kabetsa of bread, yeah? And now he got full from the other things. Says this day, this is our same suffix. He says, I would say for sure he has to bench, you know, I'll call Daraisa, okay, and misafik, because it's almost like a, I don't want to say sick exactly. He says, number one, maybe that svi is good enough. And even if it's not, but maybe we paskin like those people who hold the kazai kabeitz anyways enough Daraisa. So the memela, you know, you follow. In other words, the stechemet memela, you're going to be chayv either way. A sick seker sort of. In other words, maybe other foods are mitzaris, huh?
Maybe that's alone. That's the kazayis alone.
Yeah, maybe the kazayis alone is enough. I feel in Kim Salam, the kazayis alone is not enough. But together the other foods, so that's how the stechemet brings up. The prima gadim is mesupik about this too. I'm just showing you. Prima gadim is in the, back on the page number 40. The prima gadim writes in Orachaim Simon Kuf Peidal Veishal Avram Simkat Meches. Ani mesupik im achol pas ushar darasaneh any odeh achol kadei siyim and pas ikdem will determine if he's full from the bread or the other stuff. I'm not so sure. He brings it up. Okay. The Radvaz has an interesting tshuva. Printed here also. Chelik Vav Simon Beis Alaf from Reish Chav Dalit. He shalta mishach kazayis dog mukdei shavu kagon shozok and kolas. Sort of your case from before. A guy ate only a kazayis, and he's a zokain or a cholikin anymore. It's a condition, medical condition, whatever illness, like you said before. Your case, mamish. Oh, ochal tchila. He has an appetizer before washing. Had a kiddush, you know, and then the bar mitzvah, right? They had a big kiddush, so you had four plates of salt and three pieces of kugel at the kiddush, and now it's got time for a meal. They go, what? Okay, so he sits down, right? He's already full from the kiddush, so he has a little bit of bread he ate from before, right? That's what the Radbaz is wondering about. Is that enough? You know, can you remote the others? Is that considered tzviya? And he says, lo yadati mokum shelzu. It's not kedomer toli rochel habemat. Ain't a domer toli mishum dechsev vechaltu v'sorate rochla hilchah. He says the din is, if it's kedei tzviya, then that's it. You know, he says I feel the rivahash shekoshes michal rochel gadaytom ain't a moti el osam shoshes rabbanon. Hani mila she'ain the hazayis kadei sovo. Avelinu kadei sovo lo amr armeo. If like a sick person, that makes him full. Says full, finished. You know, does not be more. Same thing seems to be if you're full from before. It doesn't quite punch that out. Says again to finish the last page. The Elia Rabba and Archaim Sim Kuvtsa Design Sif Tes and Cotton Tes, right? Kosovolos Tomit in Kvar Ochal, or Bekrios Achilles Kazai Zenas Vetorchin Lamaisim Chaim in the Raisa. He's not so sure. If you ate before, and now you've had a Kazai's of bread, now you're full, I'm not so sure. Okay? The Sharichuba quotes a Machlokas, he says the Radvaz seem to say you're not, and the other, the Shabru and the Bealocha talks about it. Okay, so you know, these are all the, you know, all the sheet. There's just two things that are not on the sheet, and then we'll see the motion to finish up. The Chazanish. And Arachaim and Moed, Simon Lamed Dalid. At the end of Sikot and Dalid, he says, Hadas Nota, Kemosha Kosa, Primogodam, Mishabrusham, De Eno Chayev, the Birchas Amozim, Ad Sheyochal Shir Svia, O Shir Svia So, Besu, the Acha Shapas Yeboha Iker. The bread has to be the principal part of the meal. So that's what the Chazanish writes. Otherwise, he said it's mutal b'safek. What's interesting is the tshuva is the collection of tshuvas against the computer.
So if you wash like at a wedding and you just take
just
like
the egg, he's mesupik about it. Yeah. He said you at least make the, at least eat a little more bread. That's what he was thinking.
So Bnei Israel in the desert never
Well, Ammon, that's different. It was mispark the mayor, yeah.
Is there a difference here to be part of the Mezumim than there is to bench yourself?
No, that's what the person said before.
People that come to sit down and, you know, make a mizono so you, they can be part of your mizono.
No, but that's a different thing. You can be mitzaref, but in terms of chiyuv, you wouldn't have, it would be the same.
But you can't be mitzaref.
You can be mitzaref,
you can't make the initial first three then.
Yeah. No, you can. Yes. You can be a third.
You
can be a third, yeah. The Karen of David, that's a tshuva from the Chust, you know, Greenwald, the Satmar family. Anyway, it's the Karen of David in the tshuvas of our Chaimster and Memchas, climate computers, and at the end of Os Pays, he writes, Ha'olam is ena halacha. This very question. Deim achal mishar minim tchila, because I is paspa chrono. What if I had all these other foods and I had pas at the end? He says, Savea me'mera, now you're full. Mechuya mechazamaz in the Torah. He says that the Raisa, and therefore if he was suffering, he had to do it again, and so on and so forth. Okay, and he's the one who mentions that Balamor, which I quoted before, even though he says others say Ibcha, others say the other way. Okay, Ufize Yatsuan did Dara Chorotin, Iker Sudaso Mishar Dvarim, Loma Paslavan. He says, if the Iker Suda is from other things, Nochon, Man Nochon Lecho Kazayas Pasbachrona. Your question. You know what he says you should do? Eat another Kazayas at the end. Then you're covered according to everybody. Because now, the last thing you ate that made you quote unquote full was what? The bread. So he said, that's the chat. In other words, he said,
that as long as you are not yet. It's not a chilag
gasa. Yeah, a chilag gasa, right. That's a problem sometimes with weddings. But assuming, you know, we spoke about that with the Rambam earlier, but assuming that's not a thing, he says you want to be remove yourself from suffering, so to speak. He says,
for what? Yitzchak, why would a chilag gasa part of you?
A chilag gasa may not be called eating altogether.
No, but a chilag gasa, at the end, you might not be mechuyu, but during the period, you became a mechuyu bedavar. But by a chiv deraisa, in which you triggered a chiv deraisa before you had it.
So let me
see. Did
it? No. No, what happens is, imagine you're driving along the road. So at a certain point, you trigger the chiv deraisa.
Now that you said the last bite of food, of bread, you cannot even enjoy
it. Free, you say.
No,
it doesn't pass you from 5 minutes ago.
No, in this case, the only time...
Oh, the bread.
Okay, so this is a finish up. So B.A. Lachar, this is a point out. B.A. Lachar, he says this also. He said the best thing is, you know, he says certainly if the food is eaten with bread, like you had the sandwiches, your spreads or dips with bread, about it. But even without that, he says the best thing might be to eat some, you know, some bread at the end. So that's an interesting thing. Moshe Feinstein, the last source of the second last source in 45, is Igros Moshe Chelek Dalad. Or Chaim Chelek Dalatzman Mem Aleph, he notes the fact that today many people don't eat bread at all. They barely eat bread. The one time bread was the staple. Today we learned that other pasuk literally, like man does not live by bread alone. Right, you need meat and all. Right, so the he mentions that. And today even for medical reasons people don't do it. He says Bismanenu in the same Sahar be inchin mimati machilas pas. The doctors say whatever else, but he writes. So the Moshe says halacha. Lamaisa, you can be full from others' food, but you have to have a kazayas of bread. You know, even if you just take a nibble of bread across the sun, a tiny, and sometimes they have it, it's true. It's not, you know, now they've gotten better. Now at the wedding this morning, they have at least it's a kazayas worth of a little roll. Sometimes they have, they have a little crust. You know, you go to the back of the restaurant and you wash, and they have a bowl full of bread crusts. You know, and that's all you eat. That the Moshe, that's all you eat of the bread. Now you have soup and fish, whatever else you eat, huh? If you have late in the zone, it's possible. Okay, but let's say you go to the restaurant in the back, they have little strips of challah crusts or whatever, bread crusts, to eat, that's all you eat.
You did not pay it.
I know. So they don't want to give you a good break. So you have this little roll, but then you have this little crust, and now you go back and you eat the whole meal, and you never had any more bread, then you didn't have a kazayas even. I think, again, the caterers have gotten better than the weddings they put out, it's not real rolls. But that, Rav Moshe, Avon, Ocho kazayas pas, Afshes, Rezo, Betzir, Kolamina, Shachim, Shachol Chai, Vach, 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 openly that the Sriya doesn't have to be Dafka in a pass, but, and therefore, Elavada, I'm skipping, which means Starfim, Koma, Shachim, Vassar, Vidogim, and everything else, Aval Kapon, who Dafka, Kashachol Pass, Lo Pachos, Nikazayas. So the Kazayas plays a role. You know, even the Raisa, that's what I'm trying to bring out. Because even though we accept that Sriya has to be, the Raisa needs Kadei Sriya, Bechalta, Vassarata, like most of the Rishonim, that's what Mishabur quoted, but Kazayas plays a role insofar as if you want, but you hold maybe it's the Techemet's reason, because, you know, it's Misafik, whatever, but that's how Rav Moshe Paskins and the Mishabur and the Karnavid, they have this Eitzah, they have another piece a little bit at the end, to be also the Holodeus, but Rav Moshe doesn't say that. He just says there's no question that the meat and the fish, everything else is Mitzarev to your Sriya, but you should at least have a Kazayas of Pas. I just quoted the end, the Chalkus Yaakov, Yaakov Barsh from Switzerland, in the middle of the 20th century in Zurich. So in Chalkus Yaakov is a new edition, Chalik Archaim, in Nun Aleph. In Os Aleph, he mentioned an interesting thing, which I guess was known in then, it's much more common today. Imikach Adam is a trufa, what I have to say, pill appetite suppressants. Some people, because they want to lose weight or whatever, or for medical reasons, they take pills that minimize the appetite. Right? So in Yikach Adam is a trufa, called them achila, but I think you're supposed to take them right before the meal. No, so you don't overeat. I never tried, maybe I should, but you're supposed to, you know, right? I think that's what they do. You take this, and therefore you won't overeat at the, three pieces of pie or whatever, you'll be full. So he says, Hagazah, in Yikach Adam is a trufa, called them achila, but they legarish mimenu tavas achila, chases away the appetite. That's what it does. The Charkach Ocho Kazai is pas, who's surveyor? And now he's ate a Kazai. That's enough for him now because of his appetite. It's a present. That's like the case in the Radvaz. So what's the difference if you took a pill? And no doubt to be chayav d'oraisa, he says. So what's the difference if you're full because you took a pill, or it's full because you ate at a kiddush a half hour ago? You know, at the end of the day, you ate a kizayis now, so you're chayav. Right? You came pshita, he says. The lo migra gori, the lo chum ikodim shari dorma gom, shemispo sovim, the kizayis hapas shachal. So, as he says at the end, he says, "Hachanami kishachol gam shari dvarim ukazayis pas." If you eat other foods with the pas, sof kol sof usaveyas achay b'daraisa. So that's how all the posts can hold. But he's also saying you have to eat at least the kazayis. So I think that's how we assume. Halacha lemaisa that b'daraisa you have to be full, but the full can come from other foods too. But a minimum of a kazayis you have to eat of the bread in order to be chay b'daraisa. Okay.
What you say about the